This is Kombul Base. You are not allowed to pass until we have cleared you. Stand with your family in a line. Our comrade soldiers will come and ask a few simple questions. You are to answer them truthfully and not lie to the Ankar. If you lie to the Ankar, we will find out. The Ankar is all-knowing and has eyes and ears everywhere. This is the first time I hear the word Ankar, which means the organization. Pa says the Ankar is the new government of Cambodia. He tells us that in the past, Prince Sihanouk ruled Cambodia as a monarch. Then, in 1970, unhappy with the prince's government, General Lon Nol deposed him in a military coup. The Lon Nol democratic government has been fighting a civil war with the communist Khmer Rouge ever since. Now the Khmer Rouge has won the war, and its government is called the Ankar.
To your right, you see a table where your comrade brothers sit waiting to help you. Anyone who has worked for the deposed government, ex-soldiers or politicians, step up to the table and register for work. The Ankar needs you right away.
Anxiety spreads through my body at the sight of the Khmer Rouge soldiers. I feel like I have to vomit. Pa quickly gathers our family and stands us in line with other peasant families.
Remember, we are a family of peasants. Give them whatever they want and don't argue. Don't say anything. Let me do all the talking. Don't go anywhere and don't make any moves unless I tell you to do so.
Pa instructs us firmly. Standing in line, wedged among many people, my nostrils are assaulted by the stale smell of bodies that have not been washed for many days. To filter the smell, I pull the scarf tightly over my nose and mouth. In front of us, the line splits in two as a large group of ex-soldiers, government workers, and former politicians walk over to the table to register for work. My heart pounds quickly against my chest, but I say nothing and lean against Pa's legs. He reaches down and puts his hand on top of my head. It stays there as if protecting me from the sun and the soldiers. After a few minutes, my head feels cooler and my heartbeat slows. Ahead of us in the line, Khmer Rouge soldiers yell something to the crowd, but I cannot hear what they say. Then one Khmer Rouge soldier roughly jerks a bag off of one man's shoulder and dumps its contents on the ground. From this pile, a Khmer Rouge soldier picks up an old Lon Nol army uniform. The Khmer Rouge soldier sneers at the man and pushes him to another Khmer Rouge soldier standing beside him. The soldier then moves on to the next family. Eyes downcast, shoulders slumped, arms hanging loosely on both sides of him, the man with the Lon Nol uniform in his bag does not fight as another Khmer Rouge soldier points and pushes him away with the butt of his rifle.
This is the end of the CD. The audiobook continues on the next CD.